Rudolf Carrel, 1880-1945, Nonet Opus 43, 1, Allegro con fuoco, 2, Andante, 3, Molto Allegro. Rudolf Carrel studied with Dvořák and was one of his last students at the National Conservatoire in Prague. On completing his music training, he served in the military until 1906, when he began working as a freelance composer in Prague. His growing success saw him travel Europe, and one trip took him to the Russian town of Morkvashi on the Volga River, shortly after the Austrians had declared war on Serbia. Carrel was suspected of being an Austrian spy and was summarily arrested. Following a hasty escape, he moved throughout Russia throughout the war, settling in Rostov as a music teacher. The Bolshevik Revolution forced him to relocate, and in 1918 he traveled to the city of Irkutsk in Siberia, where he joined the Czech Legion, becoming the leader of the Legionnaire Symphony Orchestra, which followed the Czech army through Siberia. In 1938, he became active in the leftist resistance movement, joining the anti-Nazi group Kosirk, providing support to the families of imprisoned and executed. Carrel was arrested for resistance activities in 1943 and imprisoned at Pankrac and then at the Theresienstadt concentration camp in Terezin. His health suffered and his treatment by the guards and the terrible, freezing, unhygienic conditions resulted in his death in 1945, but, writing with pencil or charcoal on scraps of paper, including toilet paper, he composed several works from prison. One can only wonder at the fortitude of the 65-year-old composer. Colleagues in the Cheské Noneto, an ensemble founded in 1924 by students of the Prague Conservatory, were able to piece together the score of the nonet from the fragments that were smuggled out of prison, and František Hartl completed the nonet's instrumentation for its premiere on the 21st of December 1945. The opening movement, by turns impassioned and poignant, skillfully integrates the strings and wind. The reflective andante is followed by a lively, Czech dance which concludes with a rousing vivace. The 27th of January 2023 is Holocaust Memorial Day, and we perform this lyrical enrichment of the nonet repertoire in remembrance.